Hey, welcome to another episode of the Journey Online podcast. The second month of 2016, February, is here. We're rolling. We love it. Sitting in with me today is our trio of just Brainy. Well, I guess it's not a trio. I guess it's just a duo sitting in with
me. It's a trio.
So we are the three amigos. Yeah, so we'll go with that today. But Matt Dawson's with us. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? I'm good.
Good?
Yeah, man.
Awesome. He's singing.
Oh, yeah. Three Amigos is my favorite.
I know,
yeah.
I love
it. Who were the three Amigos again?
My brain goes, okay, Martin Short.
No, was he outside of it?
What?
Was
D'Artagnan? You think of the Three Musketeers?
Oh, I am the Three Musketeers.
Good Lord.
Not the Three Amigos. Gosh.
The Three Amigos, man.
I'm cutting this part out of the podcast.
Dusty. Remember Dusty? And what was it? Dusty. That was Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase was Dusty.
And Martin Short's character was...
I didn't realize that there was an actual Three Amigos deal.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this from?
Let's just stop the podcast and let's go watch a movie. So young. You're so young. Yeah.
Man.
Longbottom. Something Longbottom was one of them. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great movie there. Great movie.
It was a great movie.
So, something
when was this movie made?
Like...
You were young. Your parents
80s?
Wouldn't let you see it.
It was the 80s? Late 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the black hole.
It's in the black hole, yes. Era. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you were watching Barney at that point.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Don't knock Barney.
Don't knock Barney. Come on.
I loved Barney as a kid.
Gospel Bill. Yeah. It's the Gospel Bill era.
Hey, Gospel Bill is the man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It was the Gospel Bill era. Come on.
So Matt's here. We got Daniel with us. Daniel's here. So the Three Amigos are complete, even though Daniel has no idea.
No reference whatsoever.
No reference at all for that, but there we go.
Therefore, he's Chevy Chase.
But hey, we're going to go. Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, he may not even know who Chevy Chase is. No, you did watch Community.
I got you.
Community.
And right. When that's your reference point for Chevy Chase, you know you're young.
And Christmas Vacation.
That's true. Christmas Vacation.
I finally saw that.
The last one. Ago, right. So yeah, there you go.
All right, so a little off topic there, but hey, that's a little insight into how we get things rolling.
Yes,
we
do.
Podcast. We have fun. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit today about Valentine's Day because it is fast approaching, and as you know, to some people, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, we thought that was Christmas, but for some people,
they love Valentine's Day, man.
They love it. I mean,
are there really people who just love it?
I'm going to say there are. I'm going to say there are. Based on the amount of aisles taken up at Walmart, I'm going to say there are people who love Valentine's Day.
Yes, I agree with that. Well, so and they don't love it. It's like, you know, there's the love and then there's the obligation. You know, there's a certain amount of obligated expectations on you. So you may not love it, but you certainly respond.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, specifically, you know, why Valentine's Day even matters or even should matter. Or maybe you feel like it shouldn't matter. We'll talk about that as we move ahead here. But it's coming one way or the other. And the cool thing about it this year is it's coming on a Sunday. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be very interesting.
It'll be a fun day if it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Man.
Right.
Come to Journey.
Yeah,
listen,
fun.
You got to go somewhere anyway.
That's right.
So why not?
I'll serenade you on my guitar.
There you go. That's awesome.
Actually, I'm serenading my wife on my guitar.
Nice. There you go. That's nice.
Hey. That's this guy. He's thinking the three. He's planning it out. Valentine's Day matters to him.
That's right, man.
He's got it figured out. I love it. So here, we want to talk. So I want to start off with just kind of just more conversationally. What has been your experience with Valentine's Day? You know, historically, even right now, what's kind of your experience, Daniel? You're chomping. You're ready. You got an answer ready. So what is your experience, or what, you know, maybe even growing up, what was your experience with Valentine's Day, and then lead into, you know, kind of what's Valentine's Day like for you now?
Yeah, growing up, I mean, I guess it was the normal for that kids to, you know, just like everyone's your Valentine in your class. You do stuff like that, and you get the little candy hearts that say, like, be mine or whatever. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Didn't really, it was never a big, never really a big deal.
No.
But I remember, I don't really even remember what my parents did for it, if they did anything. Because it was not on my radar as a kid.
Right.
Then, you know, I was single for all of high school and college, so meant pretty much nothing to me then.
Nothing at all.
It meant you sat along and listened to Tori Amos.
That's exactly right.
Because I totally know who or what that is.
So
man.
Oh,
man. So many references get lost on you.
So young.
Gosh.
Yeah. All right, so what was the first time it was most important?
Yeah.
That was when Brenda and I started dating.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually told her that I loved her on Valentine's
what?
Day.
Look at this.
Our first Valentine's Day.
You sap.
I
you
know.
Romantic sap.
Big romantic. That's so great.
But, I mean, like, because that was, you know, first
he
Valentine's
Day. He set the bar
day.
High, dude. Oh, yeah. He's got to meet it every year now.
Out of the
oh,
gate.
No, no. That's the thing. You do it once, you never have to do it again. That's
oh,
it.
My gosh.
Nah, then... So let's see. So this will be my third Valentine with Brenda.
Nice.
Valentine's Day with Brenda. So first one was that, you know, big date, whatever. Told her I loved her. Next one, we went to Hibachi Express and then went home and hung out with my family. Cause,
was that right before you were married, right?
Yeah, right before
yeah,
we
right
were
before.
Married. Nice. So we didn't want to spend a lot of money and, you know.
Yeah.
And neither of us are, like, really hugely into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First one was, like, 2 months, 3 months after we started dating. You know, it was still just... But... You know, we try to be that way throughout the rest of the year.
Right.
And so, like, one day isn't really a make or break.
Yeah.
And our anniversary is a month later. So
yep. Yep.
Got to spread that cash flow
That's
around.
Right, man.
Spread it out, baby.
What about you, Matt? What was your kind of experience growing up as, versus, you know,
well,
where you are now?
Can I just share a beef?
Share it.
Okay.
Share
my beef.
I'm just
sharing
it
away. Because, listen, I like Valentine's Day. Like, personally.
Yeah.
I do.
Nothing wrong with it.
But, like, when I remember as a kid... This wasn't this whole, like, you got to get a Valentine for everybody in your stupid class, you know, because that's what we got to do with our kids.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a Valentine. I was in the generation that you just didn't get one if nobody thought to give you one. And then you could give two or three out to other kids. And so your little sack in the corner, your little paper heart that you spent time and craft time making, you know, would you just stare at it all day when nobody would put anything and then silent, you'd go see one after lunch and be like, oh, I got one, you know.
So you were scarred early in life.
Early in life, I was scarred with this, like, you know, so I know why they do it, but I still think it's stupid that everybody gets a Valentine because, you know, that's not true. So anyway, that's just setting them up for failure in life. That's my own little rant. Okay, on the side note. So I do remember that as a kid. I'm the same way as Daniel. I don't remember my parents doing anything super big.
Right.
Because we had anniversaries and birthdays and stuff in March and January. So there wasn't anything big in February, like a big have to do this. It became important, when I was dating in high school. That was probably when I saw the importance of making it more romantic and you got to do something. So that's partly you enjoyed it because I certainly enjoyed dating. So you enjoyed it, but at the same time, there was also the expectation.
Right.
So there was kind of that built in. And then beautiful thing, I married an extraordinarily practical, frugal lady who – she wasn't a lady at the time. She was a girl at the time. And she – you know, she does not want me, like, wasting money on flowers.
Right.
So some of the –
Brenda's the opposite. She
are you serious?
Flowers.
Oh, see,
she's
I just
like, – lavish.
In Tracy's mind, she can't keep them alive. Like, why would you spend that kind of money? Like, it's crazy.
Brenda
so,
would kill me if I went to an actual bouquet, but if I get her, like – flowers from the store.
Yeah. See, and that's the, again, you, and it's good you know that because, like, for her, I know that's not it. And she, her love language is like acts of service. So, like, you know, that would be something different for that day, or maybe, you know, take the kids off her hand that day or whatever the case is. So, there's other ways to show it. So, you do obviously, there's a day that you, you know, Valentine's. And now that we have kids, it's also different,
right?
Because now my kids have been going through this whole thing with. Everybody gets a Valentine. This is how it works and all that kind of thing. And pretty soon, man, my girl's 12. Pretty soon, I'm gonna be on that. I'm gonna be in another few years. We're gonna be on that whole other side where she's getting asked out. And,
oh my gosh!
You know, so that's just what my world right now in terms of Valentine's Day. How about you?
Yeah, for me, it was kind of similar to you, Matt. You know, I grew up in the. You know, you made your little craft bag and you sat it on your desk. And,
dude, you did, yeah.
You know, you checked it at the end of the day.
I
had a little spin. You know, because we. I was kind of in that mixed thing of, hey, it'd be nice if you brought everybody. Well,
right.
It wasn't like, hey, if you're gonna bring one, make sure you bring one for the whole class.
The whole class, right.
You know, so we weren't there, but, you know, it was kind of encouraged of, hey, you know, this is the time to tell your classmates, all of them. You know?
Yes.
But, you know, I had a little spin, you know, if there was a cute little girl or something, you know, I'd tape a little something extra on the Garfield card. You know, there'd be something a little extra.
The Garfield card.
Maybe a little
card,
something extra.
Yes.
You know, maybe a pack of Starburst or something just for you. You know, so that was kind of my experience growing up. And my parents, you know, they would go get the Valentine and you know the Whitman's little tiny heart thing that had like four or five pieces of candy in it. You know, it was there when we'd wake up in the morning. So I wouldn't say it was like a big deal, but yeah, it was definitely something that was going on. And then, you know, kind of like you, I didn't really date through high school and most of college. I didn't really date anybody, so it wasn't, wasn't that big a deal, you know. But then once I got serious with Lauren, and it became a little more. She's kind of like Tracy. I wouldn't say she's as frugal as much, but she's just like, yeah, you know, it's just another day.
Yeah.
She doesn't really view it as like that special, really, really special day. She would rather me be doing stuff all year long. You know,
yeah.
She's like, you can't make up for what you didn't do all year by this one day.
That's
bro.
True.
You
that's
know?
Exactly that's, right.
Very true.
So that's you know, so that's probably
all the men should be
are.
Listening.
So it's, you know,
listen,
I would say it's men. Unimportant, but like you too, Matt, with the kids now, you know, they're getting older, and they like it. You know, like they've made me up my game a little bit. You
nice.
Know, because they're like, what are we doing for mommy? What are we getting? What
oh,
we,
that's true. Because like, I do usually do, and you know what? I usually do like almost every Valentine's Day. I was doing like little stuffed animals for the kids. I kind of stopped that, which was good because it got expensive. So, but I used to do something for the kids.
Yeah, I think my mom still actually does get us the Valentine's, like chocolate.
Yeah, like a little candy. Yeah.
So she does stuff for us.
Yeah, so
that's pretty cool.
That's probably where we are right now.
That's so sweet. Your mom. Oh, she's the best.
You know.
Just the best.
Yeah. So we all have mostly similar experiences. A little bit of differences here and there, but mostly similar. And you know, maybe most people listening to this, that's kind of the same kind of thing. You know, I was hearing about, I think it's a school here. I can't remember where Lauren was telling me about it. It was going around on Facebook or something. That one of the schools here, I think it's one of the private schools. I can't remember the name of it. Somebody listening may know it. But that they don't go get a card. They wanted you to write a personal poem for each person in your class.
No.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like they had put that on Facebook.
It better be a private school, like
six
kids in
the
class.
Whoever it was, I can't remember. It might have been the Thompsons. It might have been
CSC.
Maybe so. I could be wrong on that. You know, Jason, you can correct me. I know you're listening.
Yeah,
you can correct us.
Yeah, you can correct us.
But really, they were talking about how easy it was to like. I think it was the boy to go through and do all his buddies. And then when they got to the girls, he was like, I don't know, she's got brown hair. I don't know.
Dude, Thomas would run out of roses are red, violets are blue.
But I was just like,
you
wow.
got brown hair. Happy Valentine's to you.
And so do you.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine the pressure of that. Yeah. You know, it's bad enough for a lot of parents to go buy like 30 you know, 30 of those little, you know, boxed up Valentine's things, but
that's why you homeschool.
Positive, right?
That's
there.
Right, the positive.
One of the positives. But yeah, so I remember Lauren telling me about that. That's interesting. That was like last week or something. And I was like, really? I was like, man, that's unbelievable. You know, and then there are other schools on the other spectrum that are like, hey, don't bring anything.
Right.
We don't do it.
We don't.
Don't do it. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Which
they took that.
I would
lean
more towards that way, just because.
Really?
I don't know. It just makes it's a lot easier on parents.
It is.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, if the kids are involved in anything else, they're going to get candy and their parents are going to be engaged. Now, they don't need to have the, you know, the pressure of it, I think.
Right.
This is me.
Yeah. Now, out of curiosity, have either of you experienced, like, with other people or yourselves, like, the angst of Valentine's Day, like, as a single person or something? Because I know that's portrayed a lot, like single people just hating it or whatever.
Oh,
but
dude.
I've never really. No.
One of my favorite movies is Valentine's Day, right? And so it's an old movie with
It was a great movie.
It wasn't that old. It was like Ashton Kutcher and I can't remember the girl from
I know who you're talking about.
Alias. What's her name from Alias? Anyway, there's a bunch of characters in it. It's got like a gopher, not his name. There's a bunch of people you know. It's like one of those star-studded, you know, things. Taylor Swift's like a teenager in it, you know, dating the guy from the wolf from the other movie. I can't remember any names right now. But anyway, the point is that, you know, there's a whole thing in there. Listen, there's a whole thing in there where this woman, this grown woman, has this party.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I hate Valentine's Day party because of the angst and the pressure and the thing that it reminds you of, that you're alone. And there's like, and people would just show up and they like beat the crap out of this heart, pinata with a bat. Seriously. That's one of the funny parts of the movie is just the, like you said, it's portrayed like this thing where it's like all this angst and anger and
Yeah.
But I've never personally you know, really had any friends that just really struggled with it.
No,
yeah, I was just curious.
It is
that seems like
that
a very common cultural thought. Is that
and even, you know, you're just like me. We kind of like through high school and stuff kind of lived through it, you know, by ourselves. I mean, I remember just hanging out with some friends who were like, I'm not dating anybody either, so
let's go.
Just go bowling or something. Let's go do something fun, you know, play Nintendo. Whatever.
Let's go take advantage of those couple's deals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Is it just you two gentlemen tonight? Yes, it is. And we will be taking advantage of the deal.
That's great.
I think people just hate certain things about it. And I think like those movies and stuff, they just portray that people hate everything about it.
Right.
I don't know any people who hate everything about it. You know, there's stuff about it though that I know people.
Well, you know, I was half joking about the Walmart thing, but that's true. I mean, like it's become such a you know, let's capitalize on this moment where people feel like they already have to do something.
Yeah.
So let's capitalize on it. Let's make it, you know, in their face. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people rail on and they don't want anything to do with
the commercialism.
Yeah, the commercial part of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I want to do something, you know, out of respect for two of my favorite radio hosts.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike, if you're listening, hey.
Mike and Mike. Yeah. Thanks for,
As if that's ever going to happen. But. So they do a thing on their show. It's a sports show, but they do a thing called Love It or Shove It. And so I want to kind of just do that when it comes to Valentine's Day here.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you guys are pretty familiar with it, so I'm going to just name some things about Valentine's Day. And you say whether you love it
or shove it,
why you love it.
Yeah.
You know, what's so great about it.
Yeah.
You try to sell me or the
anyone
other person.
Listening. Yeah.
Anybody listening.
All right, cool.
Here, you got to love this.
Yeah.
Or if you're on the other side. Why you want to shove it and just get rid of it and throw it away. So here we go. And then it's all pretty much kind of the commercial aspects of Valentine's Day. So the first one is the cards, the greeting cards, the
shove
little
it.
Kid cards.
Shove it.
Shove it. All right. You got to elaborate, though. Shove it.
Okay. I don't like the cards because my wife's this way. You know, she does not want something that somebody else wrote.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not, and I don't do anything crazy, but she would much rather have just something from me. She's not even a words person, like a words of affirmation person, but she'd so much rather have like a simple thing made, a card made from the kids, you know, something made for me.
Yeah.
Way more than some sort of, well, one, because she's frugal. She didn't want me to spend the money on it. But two, because she just doesn't, you know, that doesn't impress her. The whole poems and the something, you know, something else, somebody else wrote.
Right.
And she sees it as also a pretty lazy butt thing to do. So anyway, that's the shoving of me. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to go with shove it.
Yeah!
Shove it.
Shove the cards?
At least as far as like the pre-made.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Like, okay. The only time I ever buy those is if like there's one that's like just really funny or like.
Yeah, that's me. Funny's good.
That's me. I'm a funny card guy.
Yeah,
that's it.
As far as like serious Valentine's Day cards, shove it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Ones that have moons on them are the best.
All right.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm probably a love it guy as far as the funny things, but yeah, and the kids one, I like the kids things. Like I do like those. Yeah, well, you don't really have a reason to yet.
Coming. That's right. It's coming.
It'll be here.
What about you, Zach?
Some point.
What about you, Zach?
I don't really shove it. I'm kind of in the middle. I mean, probably lean more toward love it.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Why?
Just I don't know. It's fun to pick out like Daniel said, a funny card.
I like to see the humorous,
you know.
Yeah,
you know, and when there's a big old broad and some cowboy boots and something like that, and some crazy thing.
I love it. Okay,
I mean, you know,
that's good.
Yeah, I think that's enough said on that.
All right, that's enough said on that.
All right, so we got two shoves and a love.
All right,
so the cards. What about like the candy? Candy, you know, because there's all these like heart boxes, and I mean, there's various kinds of candy. Love or shove on the candy?
I'm going to put the exception out. Shove it on the cheap stuff.
The cheap stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like my wife would.
Well, no, you got to define cheap now.
Cheap is like the Russell Stover's box of surprise. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
okay.
My wife would probably love like a Godiva thing or something like that with like two or three really good pieces. But like the ones with like massive amounts of chocolate or just cheap crap, shove it. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that.
Okay. Love it.
You love it?
Because those sorts of things are just, they're a lot of fun to me.
Yeah.
The one like the big box with like all the different
sorts. Because, you know, it's just
that's hilarious.
You don't look at the chart. You just kind of grab one and you hope.
And you're just like,
hey.
It's a lot more fun if you don't look at the chart.
Exactly.
It's like a guessing game.
It's
fun.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's great. Right. And you always want to see the, you always want to see the face of the person that gets like the worst one in the box.
Oh yeah.
You
know, it's like, oh, what is this? Yeah, like, I don't
now,
know, but it's terrible.
Mind you, the last five ones will stick around for about 3 months while you're begging people to eat them.
Yeah.
And I would never have that be like the main thing.
Right. Sure.
But
love it. You too, Zach.
I'm going to shove the candy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a huge candy eater.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Like 2 years ago, I was walking down the aisle, and I stumbled upon something amazing.
Okay.
For
like
Valentine's Day.
No, the aisle.
The aisle at the store. The aisle of the grocery store. Yes, I do need to clarify that. The aisle of the store there with all the Valentine's stuff. You know, is their whole aisle dedicated to all this you know, special candy and all this stuff. Well, there it was just gleaming, you know, to me. Because I'm not a huge candy guy.
Okay.
I'm a meat eater. I'm carnivorous.
So
I'm going to shove the candy, but here's what I'm going to love.
Yeah.
Jack Link's beef jerky had made like this big Sasquatch skin covered heart box.
Oh my God.
And inside of it was this various forms of beef jerky.
Oh, love it.
So love Lauren the idea
knows,
of that.
She doesn't even have to like, she just, she
oh,
knows
I, I loved
you.
It so much. I have a nephew who is into, you know, the, he loves beef jerky.
Yeah.
And so I bought one for him and he was like, this is the best Valentine's gift ever.
Oh my God.
It was just great.
That's
so shove the candy, but love Jack Link's beef jerky.
Go, buddy.
Yeah. So that's me. All right. Let's do another one. A couple more. Flowers. We kind of talked about this a little bit ago. Flowers. Shove it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Why?
Is it just a waste? It's a waste, man. It's a waste of money. It's a waste. You know what? Take me to like a garden. I can walk through a garden and like see fresh flowers and appreciate them. But yeah, the whole like arrangement and shove it all.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to channel my wife on this one.
There you go. Yeah.
She absolutely just loves having flowers all over.
In the back of the house?
Yeah. She just loves the look of them. Yeah. She loves having them out there. Brightens her day. She would, you know, like one of her best friends, you know, loves to do floral design stuff for weddings. So she loves to help her with
that.
That's
cool. Yeah.
So, you know, that's just, she loves flowers.
Yeah.
So.
And you're one. So therefore?
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
Therefore, I do.
Yeah. I'm going to go with love it too because, not as much about my wife because she's probably a little more like Tracy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're not going to last. Yeah. You know, why would you spend X amount of money on that? But you know, my daughter, my 5-year old daughter, loves getting flowers.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. And again, it's not the expensive
like a rose or something.
You call
she
up
would love
the florist up,
yeah.
up the road.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's like you know, like you
go by
Winn-Dixie
or Harris Teeter,
and pull some fresh flowers out and take them to
If I have gotten flowers, I've gotten them from Harris Teeter. They're great.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
Harris Teeter and Trader Joe's, man. Best
places.
Best
are,
places
yeah.
to get flowers.
There
first
you
heard,
I got
you heard it
flowers,
here, folks.
It was from a florist because I didn't realize that they had like nice flowers at,
right.
at markets
at the,
or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
That junk is expensive.
It's expensive,
man.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I was like, this is the one time she's getting flowers.
And if you can ever find a farmer's market that has a florist.
Oh, there,
they're dirt cheap. Dirt cheap and great. Yeah. So,
nice,
little tip for you guys. Little tip.
Little tip, baby. You heard it here first. You heard it here.
But yeah, I love it. More because I like to see my daughter's face.
That's pretty cool.
Whenever there's like a vase of flowers or something. Same kind of thing as Brenda. You know?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Just the same.
There you go.
Same wavelength.
They light up. They like it.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe many women would agree with that.
That's right. Could be.
Probably.
Last thing. All right. The planning of the big date night. Big
date
night.
I love it.
You love it?
Love it.
Yeah?
Not because we're very good at it, but anything that promotes, you know, date nights.
Now, I'm speaking specifically about making sure there's a big plan for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I don't like the pressure of that as much, but as long as, you know, I like it from the picture that, hey, maybe you don't do very much together.
Right.
If this is the thing that caused you to go out and spend some face time with your spouse, then I love it. Does that make sense? So to me, it's more of a love it because of what it makes you do. Now, again, it can't fix everything, but I'm always in favor of folks, you know, that maybe not be doing it as much.
Right.
Going on dates.
Yep.
Yeah. So I love
it. So this kind of makes people.
Yeah, makes people do it.
Sometimes do it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. As far as Valentine's Day goes, shove it.
Yeah.
As in, like, we'll do something.
Yeah.
And obviously, the first time after we were dating, you know, it was something big. But, you know, her birthday is in January.
Right.
Our anniversary is in March. And then my birthday is in May.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather spend, like, big date stuff on things that are really important to us. Than
that's cool. Traveling somewhere
holiday.
For your birthday or whatever.
Yeah, just, so, you know, like, as far as Valentine's Day go,
that's pretty smart.
Date, but that's not the big day for us.
Yeah.
There you go. How about you?
I love the idea of a date night, but I'm going to shove the Valentine's Day date night, the big plan, just mainly because I hate being around like giant crowds in like those big public spaces.
Yeah.
And it's always, always crowded. Anytime we've ever gone out, you know, now if I can go out 2 days before Valentine's or 2 days after and make that count.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, that's probably Valentine's the best part Day is Tracy. Or, you know, Tracy
Valentine's
lets it
Day
count.
Weekend, even.
Yeah, no.
Shove it. Don't want to be Tracy around that many people.
We can do it around Valentine's Day. That's kind of our Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and I like it because it's the date nights are valuable. But like I said, I would. You could not pay me to go out on Valentine's Day night if it's on a weekend. Good Lord. Yeah. No way.
Ah, but the people watching.
Yeah, so with it being on Sunday this year, is it going to be crazy Sunday or is it going to be crazy? I think Saturday night is
going to be the chaos. The big one.
That's going to be the crazy night.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I think Sunday night actually might even be safe. I think, most restaurants,
Because I think the deals that you get, I think people will.
The deals. You make it sound like it's a Vegas all-you-can-eat buffet.
But they do some, it's special.
Like desserts thrown in.
They decorate the restaurant
that's
for whatever.
True, that's true.
You know, if you're going to do it, then you might as well do it.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, and you never know. There might be purists out there. There's like, as we're like, the 14th is Valentine's Day.
The people watching is amazing.
It is.
Our first one, we went to a place that had like tables on single balconies, but it was like 30 degrees outside. And so we were inside watching a couple on the balcony of this poor girl who was in like a really short dress. And heels and stuff, just freezing her tail off.
Wow.
And it was obviously like a first or second day. Oh, sure. Just like.
Yeah. Trying to impress you. Didn't know I was going to freeze my butt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that's good stuff.
Didn't know we were
really
partially outside.
But I think we can all agree that a lot of the stereotypical hate for it comes from
many of these
commercialized type things.
Yep. Yeah.
Whether you love them or hate them or whatever, they're probably here to stay. So you just got to figure out how to cope. You got to figure out how to cope with them, I guess.
Most people
stop
spending money.
Yeah,
it's probably going to stick around.
Yeah, but I want to kind of get, I guess, get serious here for just not super serious. We never get real.
We never get super
never
serious.
Get real
exactly.
Serious,
yeah.
I want to kind of walk down it a little bit. Maybe there's somebody listening who is just like, yeah, Valentine's Day is just something made up by the card company. It doesn't really matter. In your opinion, why do you think people should take time to at least consider Valentine's Day and I guess make it something a little more special? Why do you think people should care about it at all?
I think if you take the commercialism in stride,
right?
You know, it promotes. I think it promotes love. It promotes usually healthy, relationship driven stuff, communication, dates, whatever.
Right.
I think what it promotes and what it does is good. If you can do it without being cynical and all that, I think it's a good thing. And I think people should embrace it because it does celebrate. And I guess that's the word I'm thinking of. It celebrates love from the standpoint of relationships.
Right.
Yeah. And I believe that even people who are struggling because they're not in a relationship, most of them wish they were,
right?
Most of them wish they were in a relationship, and so there's part of me that goes, just enjoy it when you can. Like you should have some aspect of this that you enjoy because it does promote something that is really good.
Yeah,
that's kind of the little thoughts I had.
Yeah, I'm with Matt on that. It's. You know, you're coming off of all of your New Year's resolutions.
Yep.
It's still the start of the year.
Right.
And, it's a time where, whether you like it or not, it is all about love and loving, your spouse or your significant other and just, going and, celebrating that. And so, it's like if you take it at face value and you go, I'm here to just celebrate, my spouse, then go for it.
Yeah, because all the rumors of like how it started, like with the saint and the... You know what I'm talking about?
We were talking about that a little bit before we started.
All the rumors that they're all romanticized.
Right.
And even if they're, I don't know which one's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy, right? There was a saint. There was We do think it was during the time of Claudius, you know, when he was not allowing people to get married. And
that apparently isn't a real thing.
See, that's what I'm saying. The Claudius time frame is still there.
Yeah, Claudius time frame is.
But the marriage thing is, you know, romanticized because he was still marrying people. So it doesn't really matter. Like, the whole jail thing where the cards got invented.
Yeah, where, before his execution, he wrote jailer's daughter and signed it, "Your Valentine."
So I look at that and go, okay, I don't care how much of that is true. The aspects of what's there, like you said, is still promoting the right kind of stuff, right? It's still promoting the right kind of thing. Like, yeah. I don't care if you can be cold-hearted robot. Like, you're just like, look, dude, it's promoting relationship-driven, you know, this love that God gave us. I really do believe God gave us to have with one another. I'm like, just celebrate it as much as you can, right? And I don't want people to go crazy on commercial stuff, but...
Right.
You should definitely, yeah.
It
should matter.
It doesn't mean that you have to go buy a bunch of stuff or even go out on dates. Just celebrate who you're with.
Well, I like what you said, Matt, about it just being a simple reminder of the importance of love.
Yeah.
The importance of, in our day-to-day lives of loving those that God has given us in our lives, whether it's family, significant others, spouses, even a church community, just a reminder that love should be a guiding force in our lives, all the time. And then also just the relational basis of it, that it's built on relationships and investing and those kind of things.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, we got a quick little text there. We all got it at the same time, so we were checking it. So a little pause there.
I did not. I'm left.
But I do want to. But I want to go on that a little bit more. Of, you know, especially with it falling on a Sunday this year.
Yeah.
It kind of got my mind thinking of, should there be more significance? Should we pay more attention to it? Even when I was just getting some thoughts together for this, I think I Googled like, why should Valentine's matter to Christians? And the top like hits were like 7 reasons why you should not celebrate. Six reasons.
Okay.
There were some of the top hits when I just kind of put that in, just trying to read, what other people were thinking about it and that kind of thing. But I want to kind of flip that. It should there be more significance placed on Valentine's Day per se? I mean, not like, hey, let's celebrate it and let's give out roses to, everybody that comes in or anything like that. But, is it something that we should, rather than just kind of rail against and push back against of, hey, don't buy into that.
Yeah.
But more of something that we should take time to celebrate it as the church and as followers of Christ. Is there any more significance for us as followers of Christ than anybody else or anything like that?
Well, I'll let Daniel answer the hard question in terms of what gives us significance. I look at it from our perspective. My perspective is, like, one of the things we decided to do this year at Journey because of it being on a Sunday is we decided to do our relationship-driven series, surrounding it. So I look at it as more of a thing of, hey, there's going to be a lot of talk and conversation and the theme of love is in the air. So why not? Let us talk about it from a standpoint of, love and the way God understands love and how we define love and talk about the problems with it and talk about the good things about it and talk about how the Bible views it. So I look at it and go, I don't know if it should matter more. I know that we're going to leverage it. And I think that's just the best way to say it. We don't do it every year. We don't do that every year. But this year we decided, hey, it's on Sunday. Let's leverage the topic. Let's leverage the theme. And, let's talk about love from a standpoint that we would probably already do. We would already do that from a series-based standpoint in terms of relationship. But this year, instead of talking about dating, marriage, divorce, adultery, homosexuality, instead of talking about all these individual-based things about relationship stuff that our culture wants to talk about, we're going to talk about it from the absolute root and standpoint of love, since that's what everybody's going to be kind of focused on. So, yeah, it's hard to answer that question whether it should matter more.
Right.
I know we're going to make it matter more this year.
Yeah.
I think
you're right in that, we were like, hey, it's coming.
Yeah.
It'll be more on people's mind because it's on a Sunday. So we're kind of, I hate to use the word capitalizing on the moment.
We are.
But we're,
I think that's a good mission.
Because
missionary.
It's on the front of people's minds, then I think we're going to just go ahead and go there.
It's foolish to not do it, in my mind. It's foolish to not leverage what your community's already talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't just ignore what's going on around you.
Like for Sunday, if I were to ignore the fact that the Super Bowl is Sunday and that the Panthers are in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
it's very, very dumb. Like, you know, like you have to acknowledge it. Like, this is what everybody's thinking anyway.
You know, that's a great point.
Whether they hate it or not.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's there. Why not talk about that? Because. Yeah.
It doesn't mean you make a big deal out of it.
No. Right. Yeah.
It's like, hey, I know. I have some form of awareness.
Like, I'm not going to wear, like, Panther blue pants or, like, try to do anything.
Maybe you should get some of them Versace pants like Cam Newton. Got off the plane, though, man. Wow.
Wow. Yep. Wow is right. Oh, my gosh.
That's a great point about Super Bowl, because there are churches who, like, they program around the Super Bowl. Like, it's a theme deal. It's, yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, man.
Yeah, man. And they build it
why
in.
Why not?
I mean, why compete?
Yeah.
Why make people feel guilty?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. There is nothing to feel guilty about. Exactly. Yeah.
Church is not a commandment.
No. And we don't schedule certain things on those nights.
Right.
I mean, it's like we try to make sure people know the youth are going to have a party and stuff. I'm like, it's fine.
I made the mistake 1 year of scheduling something on a playoff.
You did. You had a group link, right?
Yeah, and it was awful. Like,
yeah. I
was
nobody like, came.
Yeah. Yeah, lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
You know, steer clear of the NFL. We're going to be doing a podcast on that later. Yeah, about
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's
exciting.
Oh,
nice. All right.
Yeah, just a little teaser.
Yeah.
So I think you guys are saying it shouldn't be more significant, but
right.
when it's like in the situation we're in this year, you know, there's nothing wrong with just talking about what people are already thinking. You know, capitalizing on the thought process that's already there.
I mean, in general, it's hard to say that should be more significant, but at the same time, love should be in some way more important to Christians.
Yeah.
I mean, just because, you know, of who Christ is and what he did for us. And
right.
so how we show that to others, like, it should make Valentine's Day less special, but more important.
Mm.
Because, you know, it should be something that you do year round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But like, the aspect of love and us celebrating love, since love came to us.
Yeah.
Should be more important.
So it's more of a celebration of.
And what you said was good, because I like the idea that, you know, as a Christian, like, why would you ever shy away from the topic? Like, even if you hate certain things about Valentine's Day and your friends in your office or whatever are talking about love, it's like, why would you ever shy away from like that? Talk about love.
Yeah.
I mean, you have an understanding, of love that they need to know. Why not talk about that? I mean, I don't think you need to Jesus juke every one of their, their Valentine's plans, but it's just like, you just, you know, why not leverage it? I'm with you. I think Christians should have something to say. What did you say about that in terms of it's not less, you know, it's important, but not,
it should be less special, but more important.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
Cause I mean, how incongruous is it of you to, you know, like people are supposed to know us by our love. And then the one time that the rest of the world celebrates love, Christians are like, screw that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We're not buying into that.
We're not buying into your little holiday. You know, you're not going to get us.
You're not going to get us.
But no, I totally agree that, you know, when you build it on the right foundational pieces of love and relationships and those kind of things, it's something to be celebrated, not shunned or shied away from. And I'm excited. You know, and mentioned the series that we're kicking
love,
off this week, but
it'll
be going on for a few weeks. Love, More Than a Feeling. It's going to be very good.
More Than a Feeling. No, that's not
I don't think we're doing that.
No, we're not doing that. No. What's the Boston one?
Is that it?
Yeah,
Boston. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, but then I also think of the Hooked on a Feeling, which is an older song.
Yeah.
Don't know that one.
Yeah.
Hey, like one of two.
It's like one of those Las Vegas singers.
Well, Tom Jones or somebody. Yeah. Tom who? Daniel says.
Yep.
But so the bottom line is that Valentine's coming. It's coming.
Well, hey, when will this be posted in terms of Valentine's Day?
It'll be right before.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hey.
Cuddle up by a nice fire. get you a nice glass of beer.
Zach, I want you to do your like best like Valentine's Day night radio.
Get you some of those Godiva chocolates. Yeah, whisper sweet nothings into your lady's ear.
Keep the fire burning all night long.
So with that, we're saying it's
so
coming.
Don't
shy away from Valentine's Day. Don't like just hate on it. But realize that it's something, like Daniel said, to be celebrated for the foundational piece of love, relationships, and remembering, you know, the love that we've received from Christ. And if you're going out for Valentine's Day, hey, blow it up, have fun, you know, make it a make it a spectacular evening. It's going to be fun.
But don't go into debt.
Don't go.
But don't. This is the Christian, the Christian podcast around Isaiah.
Don't put it on.
Go blow it out, everybody. Don't go into debt.
Air miles aren't worth it, folks.
We're talking about all night long. If you're married,
you're never going to Tahiti. Come on.
That's right. Oh my God.
Do you have cash for that?
Yeah. Do you have cash for that? Exactly. Oh my gosh.
So that's awesome. Well, hey, thanks for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. Please come join us here at Journey for our Love More Than a Feeling series over the next few weeks. Going to be a good time just talking about love, relationships, and why it matters, and how we can, as we were saying through a lot of this podcast, how we can leverage some of the conversations that are going to be happening anyway this month, and you know, maybe point somebody to the hope that we found through the love of Christ. Hey, email us with any questions, comments. Thanks again for listening, and we got some more stuff coming at you in the next few weeks. See you next time.
Later.